For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are here, Buffalo Wings and Range, another 25 minutes or so before we bring you some live college basketball over the 93.7 The Ticket airwaves. We will have, it'll be Kansas and Arkansas, the first game for you coming up right at 6. Austin Norman and Jake Sorensen on the air with you right now. Jake, welcome to the afternoons, my friend.
Good to be here. It's been a long, fun day at Buffalo Wings and Rings, a long day for myself. Doing the morning show, coming over to set the stuff up. But as usual, fun with the ping pong balls. They were gone before Carrick went on the air at 11. So just love seeing the line, anticipation for that, and the excitement from people. And so I hope that never, ever stops in any year to come.
I think we can both agree the atmosphere, the fun at Wings and Rings, has been better than the actual atmosphere of March Madness basketball itself so far.
I can't, you know, I've been watching March Madness for a long time, as you have as well. This is a short memory, but I can't remember a first day that was this boring, should I say? I mean, this is an event, which is the start of the four of the best days of the entire sports calendar. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about, for me, I'm a golf guy. I love the Masters in April. That contends with this. But in terms of what gets people to the sports bars and betting and just watching the games, looking for upsets, it's this. And, yeah, we had an upset. McNeese did beat Clemson, but they led by 15, 20 points the whole game. So it got dicey at the end. They won by two. And that's been the only drama so far in the tournament. I mean, I guess Creighton wins the first game by 14, 15 points. They look great. And that set the tone for the day. High Point made it interesting for a while with Purdue. They
faded in the last day.
Pulled away at the end. Mm-hmm. At one point, Georgia was down 27-3 to Gonzaga. I mean, they're getting just steamrolled. So, again, I don't know every tournament every year by heart, but this has been, to me, just dead. And not Wings and Rings. I'm saying the tournament has been so dead and disappointing. And I guess this should make us always appreciate the years that we've had, the chaos and the carnage.
And I think that the hope then is that we turn the page from a boring Thursday either to an exciting Friday.
Yes.
Or an exciting weekend. Or if nothing else, if we get a boatload of favorites, the second and third weekends have the potential to be absolute all-timers.
Well, and let's not forget, we're through half the games today.
We are.
You could have an epic nightcap. And we got.
You want to call your shot on where you think the epic nightcap is coming from.
So the games ahead are Tennessee-Wofford 550. I could see Wofford pushing them. I'm taking Tennessee to win. Kansas-Arkansas, the trendy picks, but Arkansas, I'm taking Bill Self to win the game against Calipari's had so many issues himself in the dance. Why are we just saying Arkansas?
There could be fireworks there, at least.
You could. I picked Yale to beat A&M. I have. Now, you can say what you want. My bracket has been horrific so far. I think, everyone's saying, I've been great. I think I've got less than half the games right so far. I picked High Point to upset Purdue. I picked Louisville. I picked VCU to beat BYU. That was not correct. I picked, there's several more that have been wrong on. So Clemson I picked to go to the Sweet 16. And after they beat VCU, so I've already lost that entire part of the bracket there, which is fine. It's part
happens.
Of the madness. But I think Yale will push and defeat A&M, and that's my upset pick tonight. I am not buying the trendy Drake versus Missouri pick. The whole country is picking Drake. When someone does it like that, it rarely happens. I'm taking Missouri to beat Drake and Ben McCollum.
That's why I went with Clemson over McNeese.
Same.
I heard so much chatter about,
Absolutely.
Will Wade, I felt like he was given too much deference to his alma mater. He was distracted with the North Carolina State coaching.
Correct.
I'm like, you know what? McNeese is going to give him a game, but I've watched a lot of Clemson. They'll find a way to pull this one through. And I'll say this about Missouri-Drake. Two wildly different styles of play.
Okay.
Which gives Drake a chance. I was telling this to Strick, and he tended to agree with me. If you're going to be an underdog, if you're going to be a trendy mid-major pick, you have to have your identity. If you just play in between normal straight-up basketball, it's not going to go well for you. You're going to be outmanned across the board. Do I think Drake is going to be able to hold its identity against Missouri? No. What a year-over-year turnaround for Dennis Gates and the Tigers.
Absolutely.
But what you want to look for in these upset picks, if you want to call your shot, are, number one, clear statistical advantages or disadvantages. Where can this underdog attack this favorite, make their living, and can they do it for 40 minutes? The other part is the identity. Drake has played at the slowest tempo in the country all year. I don't usually like that out of my underdogs. But if you can make it work for you for one night and then do it again two nights later, if you have an identity and you play to it, you can be successful. Now, if Drake allows itself to get into a track meet with Missouri, I think Missouri wins going away. Drake's betting on our half-court execution will be better than yours. We will hit 45-plus percent of our shots, 35-plus percent from three. You will get one shot on the offensive glass 90% of the time. That's Drake's bet.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I don't think it's a great one, but it's kind of what they have to do.
Well, then at the same point, you look at why we should have maybe picked McNeese over Clemson. McNeese is a physical team. They're pretty big. They rebound
athletic.
The ball well. And you know what? They play really good defense. And your hope is, can you out-athlete them? And Clemson could not. They had 13 points at halftime in the
13.
Game.
13!
13. I mean, it looked like a
Clemson
Nebraska,
football scored more than that in a quarter.
Like a Nebraska basketball performance in the tournament. I mean, I'm just saying. That's what it felt like to me. And same for Georgia. I've seen this before from my own school here in the rare appearances. But, maybe we should have seen McNeese coming. But I said the reason – I did my bracket last night. And that was when we had found out, like you said, that Will Wade was going to take the NC State job. I thought distraction comes into play. Clemson made the Elite Eight last year. They have been here with a lot of these guys. Mm-hmm. Brad Brunell got over a hump that he has not done. Mm-hmm. So I was stunned with how bad they played in the first half. Made it interesting at the end, and McNeese won. But, I'm Yale tonight is a pick I have over A&M. I've got Missouri beating Drake. UCLA, Utah State is a toss-up game. I took UCLA in that one. I'm taking Mick Cronin. The other ones that could bring some fireworks are the last three games. I think Omaha, again, nothing to lose. They're playing, it's their first ever tournament. They should be somewhat loose. We're a 15 seed playing against Rick Pitino, we're not supposed to be here.
Right.
Let's. Mm-hmm. And it's easier said than done. You can say, hey, there's nothing to lose, but once you want to win the game.
Right.
So I'm hoping that they push, you know, St. John's. The other trendy pick is, of course, UC San Diego over Michigan. Once again, like the story with McNeese and Clemson and Drake, Missouri, I took Michigan. I have fallen too many times in my own bracket for the trendy upset pick and have been let down. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is a year where it actually happens and I'm the idiot that didn't pick it, which is probably the case, Austin.
Because I'll be right there with you, Jake.
I believe last year in the bracket of the ticket bracket, I finished like bottom 10 of 300 some. Like bottom 10. And I didn't try to do it. I didn't pick a 15 seed to win it all. I picked like 2 seed to win it all.
Yeah.
Like I was trying to be somewhat chalk and realistic, and I was bottom 10. So what do I know is what I'm saying. I've never really been successful in the bracket. I try. I give it my all, and it never works out.
Try so hard, get so far, and in the end,
I am Lincoln Park.
We are indeed in Lincoln. In fact, Buffalo Wings and Rings on 68th and O Streets in Lincoln would love to see you out here yet tonight for the late slate of games or tomorrow at any time between 11 and 6. UC San Diego was an interesting one for me because I thought that Michigan was what Nebraska wanted to get to with two bigs on the court that had big impacts in different ways. Nebraska never got there. Michigan did for the most part. Michigan's guards don't exactly strike fear into anyone, but they're solid enough to get the job. They're not Michigan State level of guards, but they're good enough. But Michigan just can't stop turning the ball over. And what does UC San Diego do better than any other team in the country? Turn teams over.
But
I talked myself into that, and I talked myself out of it was Tritons are a little small, right? They shoot adequately from three, but they're not necessarily elite at it. Michigan, I think, is feeling pretty good. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about Michigan and all their one-score wins. They finish as high as they do in the conference with a negative point differential in Big Ten play, right? That hasn't been done in 150 years, if ever, in the sport of college basketball. And usually I look for those sort of stats to tell me, yep, this team's going to hit a wall. They're going to hit it hard. They'll regroup next year. But there's just so much anti-Michigan chatter. I like enough pieces of their team. I went with them in that one, too.
I took Michigan. I don't like Michigan that much. I really don't. I think that they have really overachieved with their roster, and that's credit to Dusty May. And that's why I'm picking him, is because of Dusty May.
Fair.
Last year, again, look at the, you know, last year gets FAU to the Final Four in obviously sudden death, win or go home scenario. This year, Michigan came in really not playing good basketball to the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah.
They had scuffled towards the end. Lost a home, you know, barely beat Rutgers in a buzzer beater at home. Lost some other games. Should have lost to Nebraska.
Yeah.
Didn't. They were scuffling. Lost by 20 at home to Illinois. And then what do? They go and run through the Big Ten tournament, have a miracle come, you know, win in the final. And that's Dusty May. When it comes to you have to win it or you go home, he proved it last year. He proved it in the Big Ten tournament. That's why I'm going opposite of the trendy upset pick, which is very unlike me. And I'm taking Big Ten, Michigan over UC San Diego, which I love the story. I hope that it's a great game. And I would say, again, 3-seed Texas Tech against UNC Wilmington. Wilmington has had some upsets in the history in the past.
Kevin Keats, you.
Yep.
Formerly.
So, but I'm taking Texas Tech, but would I be surprised if we saw, again, upsets and drama these last few games of the night? No, because we deserve that for what March Madness is all about.
Jake, a week from today is the Sweet 16. Do you know what else is in a week from today?
Major League Baseball opening day. Not the Tokyo opening day. The real opening day.
Real American made opening day.
America.
We'll talk about that in our Lord and Savior King Bobby Witt Jr. to wrap up Old School in just a minute.
Everyone's talking about AI these days, right? This season on Compiler, we're diving deep into how AI is reshaping the world we live in. Join us for a new season of Compiler, an original podcast from Red Hat. Subscribe now, wherever you get your podcasts.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.